More fallout from yesterday's snowstorm. The roof of two abandoned storefronts in Stoughton have collapsed under the weight of the snow. Similar story in West Bridgewater, where a warehouse roof collapsed yesterday, and in Lynn, where a collapsed roof temporarily trapped two men. No one was seriously hurt. Given all that, and with your shoulders aching from all that nonstop shoveling, it feels like a season of discontent. And we're only just finishing winter's first month. WBUR's David Boeri takes us to Somerville to dig in to the mood of the city.
Far from Jack London and the Yukon, this is Somerville. And this is an urban version of To Build a Fire. I'm hiking the territory between Summer Street and Winter Hill. I see a guy who looks like a cross between a Klondiker and ZZ Top.
I've had enough snow, but I'm proud to be a resident of the best city in the world, Somerville, Massachusetts, and I will put up with the snow if it lets me live in Somerville.
An all-American city, Somerville, and its all-American DPW plows have just entrenched, encrusted, and entombed Mark Posner's car and a couple thousand others. The banks run 5 to 6 feet high of dung-colored snow and ice, discarded Christmas trees, and trash barrels lapped by lakes of brine and slush so salty it could pickle herring. All along the trail, even in the sunshine, the bleak midwinter shades the soul of Somerville.
The worst part about it is there's no place to put it. You know, no place to put the snow. I mean, look, it's starting to... And I'm not a tall man, so it's hard for me to throw it up.
For Jack London's northern traveler and his dog, the challenge to life was staying warm. For Bob Manfred and the drivers of Somerville, it's finding a place to park.
It's only one side of the street parking, so all the people with all these cars, I don't even know what they do with them. I mean, I ended up parking last night way, way down there. But, you know, you gotta park where you gotta park, I guess.
Somerville may lean to the left, but in a snow emergency, you can only park your car to the right.
Can I ask you why you're shoveling the snow onto the other side of the street?
Because the snow from the front of the car is going to go on that giant pile, and the snow from the back of the car is going to go on that giant pile, and the snow from the other side is going to go on that giant pile.
Andrea Bus Dancer is spending another day with her friend, the plastic shovel.
We've been getting dumped with so much snow that even once everybody shovels out, you can't park on the other side because you'll be in the middle of the street.
So for the last 2 weeks, people have been laying on the horn, day and night, when they can't get by the cars parked in the middle.
Which is awesome, so I listen to a lot of horns. And,
then the police cars come with a bullhorn.
The owner of the gray Toyota, move your car or it's going to be towed.
Back in the old days in Somerville, when you, your parents, and your grandparents all had the same neighbors, and everybody knew each other, you could sort your problems out and park your car in front of your house. Andrea can't park her car in front of her house because...
This guy's been slowly filling in the parking spot in front of my house so that, you know, it's going to be about a month till I can park there again.
Which guy?
The guy with the shovel.
Oh, really?
The guy with the shovel,
so he's,
Darren Griffin. That's her neighbor.
You talk to him?
No. I make hints here and there, but he just clearly doesn't get it.
You don't need to park on the street.
No, we're pretty fortunate. We have the parking.
This is Darren Griffin, and he has a driveway. And he shovels the snow from the driveway 5 feet high into the spot on the street where Andrea wants to park.
Will they come back to help move the snow, or is this here until it melts?
I think it's all me. You know, it's going to be here for a while.
And so we end our trip to Somerville, all-American city caught in one of life's dramas, somewhere between Summer Street and Winter Hill, where everybody's got to park somewhere. And on the calendar, spring is 2 months away. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.